Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're talking about an important skill for every father, the art of listening to your child. In our busy lives, truly hearing our children can be challenging, but it's one of the most powerful ways to build strong relationships and support their development. Let's talk about why this matters and how we can become better listeners for our children. Mastering the art of listening to your child is vital for several reasons. First and foremost, when children feel heard, they're more likely to open up, building trust in your relationship. Moreover, attentive listening shows children their thoughts and feelings are valued, enhancing their self-esteem. It also models effective communication, a skill they'll carry into their own relationships throughout life. Additionally, deep listening creates stronger emotional connections with each child, helping you identify potential issues early so you can support this growing person who you love so much. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, when children feel heard, they're more likely to express themselves openly, supporting their emotional intelligence and overall well-being. So, how can we become better listeners as fathers for our children? Let's start by giving undivided attention. Put away devices, make eye contact, and just be there. Open up your ears and open up your heart, and just be present. Next, practice active listening. Use verbal and nonverbal cues to show you're engaged in the conversation. Another crucial aspect is avoiding interruptions. Let your children finish their thoughts before responding, even if they're taking a long time to articulate themselves. This shows respect for their ideas and encourages them to share more. It's also beneficial to ask open-ended questions. This encourages deeper conversation and shows genuine interest in their thoughts. Lastly, reflect and validate their feelings. Show empathy by acknowledging their emotions, even if you don't agree with their perspective. Your next step is to actively practice better listening this week. Here's a simple plan. First, dedicate 15 minutes of one-on-one distraction-free listening time with your child every day. Next, practice mirroring in your conversation. Repeat back what your child said to ensure understanding. Finally, keep a brief listening journal to track insights gained from truly hearing your child, as well as the beautifully wise and hilarious things that they will say, because conversations come and go, but listening and the connection you have, it's forever. At the end of the week, reflect on these experiences. How did improved listening affect your relationship with your child? What challenges did you face, and how can you overcome them? Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, listening is not just hearing words, but understanding the emotions and intentions behind them and truly connecting with the person who is sharing with you. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that your attentive ear can be the greatest gift you can give your child.